On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Die 2022 Rissenburg 23, Johannesburg 20 grade.
It's raining across Jersey again and it's coming down. Please be safe on the roads. Keep that following distance and watch out for the puddles. Sandton M1 North Roadworks, restrictions towards Marlborough Drive, Bedford View, queuing traffic on the N12 R24 West towards Galoolies and Clayville. There's lane closures on the R21 North for urgent sinkhole repairs at Olifantsfontein Road.
Getuienis voor die Midlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek het ernstige vertragings in die ondersoek na beweringe van oortredings binne die Ekurhuleni Metro Polisie Departement aan die lig gebring. Die geskorste hoof van die EMPD, Isaac Mpia, is vir 'n tweede dag in die getuienisstoel aan Assansi Magobo berig.
Mpia told the commission that since November 2021, the EMPD has referred at least 9 investigations into alleged criminal conduct by its members, yet none have been prosecuted. He says while disciplinary processes have begun, they have frequently been frustrated by internal reassignments and reinstatements before the cases could be concluded.
And they continue to operate as EMPD members. 3 members implicated in all these serious crimes are part of Brigadier Mkwanazi's specialized services.
Anastasia Mokobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
Action SA het 'n klag by die openbare beskermer ingedien oor die versuim om maatskappye wat betrokke is by die Tembisa Hospitaal se tender korrupsie skandaal op 'n swartlys te plaas. Die party beweer dat die departement van gesondheid die parlement ingelig het dat hulle nie verskaffers op 'n swartlys kan plaas nie en moet wag vir optrede van die nasionale tesourie. In September het die spesiale ondersoekeenheid bevind dat meer as 2 miljard rand deur onreëlmatige tenders geplunder is. Action SA se LP Gosile Tlapa.
We have special purpose companies formed for the purpose of getting tenders where the incumbents have no knowledge of the industry they are tendering on and have no capability to deliver and would like that matter addressed.
Nou na die Oosrand waar die adjunkhoof van Denoto Tegniese Skool op pad skool toe geskiet en gewond is.
Well, as the department, we are shocked to report the attempted murder of one of our deputy principals in the Dinoto Secondary School in Daveyton, who was allegedly shot while on his way to the school.
Dit dan die Gauteng Onderwysdepartement se Steve Mabona. Die oorsaak van die skietery is onbekend. 'N polisieondersoek is intussen aan die gang. Inwoners van Gauteng word weer gewaarsku om gereed te maak vir moontlike hewige donderstorms vanmiddag. Sommige gebiede is reeds geraak. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdienste sê vandag 'n vlak 2 waarskuwing uitgereik. Span die nooddienste se Nana Gadeba Kiba.
We would like to urge communities to remain alert and to avoid seeking shelter under isolated trees, not to cross flooded roads, not to cross flooded bridges, and also to avoid crossing streams.
Nog nies uit die buiteland, 18 mense word in Turkye aangehou in ondersoek na skeidsregters. Hulle word verdink van wedstryd knoeierei. En Taiwan se uitvoere het in Oktober 'n rekord hoogtepunt bereik. Dit is gedryf deur die stygende vraag na kunsmatige intelligensie tegnologie. Taiwan oorheers tans die wêreldwye vervaardiging van skuifies wat kunsmatige intelligensie aandryf. Action al September, meer nuus in Engels om 3:00.